Like I said, tis the season. You just heard a promo for Christmas on Us. We'll actually be broadcasting that morning from Guernsey Farms from 6 till 9 for the Christmas on Us celebration. Looking forward to that. For that matter, this coming Monday, we'll be at our annual Hunger Free in the D campaign, started a few years ago by Tom and Vicky Chilani and their Chilani Family Foundation, along with Dario Bergamo. So that's Monday. We'll be doing that breakfast and turning it into a little bocce tournament at Palazzo di Bocce at 4291 South Lapeer Road in Lake Orion. I hope you'll be tuned in. I hope you come out and say hi. And Kevin Dietz will be on there from 9 till noon. We'll be there from 6 till 9, Kevin, 9 to noon. Today, all of our attention is on the 2021 class of WJR's Women Who Lead. And we're very happy to give our next award to a woman who has served as the founding president and CEO of the Belle Isle Conservancy since 2012, during which time the organization has grown from a small little group to a full maturity. But I don't want to say full maturity like it says here, because you're still growing. And if I know Michelle Hodges, president and CEO of the Belle Isle Conservancy Group, it's going to grow a lot more. Michelle? Well,
let's hope so, Paul W. We've grown from nascency to maturity in, what, 8 years or so?
Amazing. And congratulations for all you've done that has gotten our attention and has helped the community, and very specifically Belle Isle. And I'd be remiss if I didn't say congratulations on being elected mayor of Grosse Pointe Park. Who knew? Who knew? I have to call you Mayor Michelle or Mayor Hodges from now on.
No, I must ask you, how may I serve you better?
I used to live in Grosse Pointe Park.
Well, we'll get you back.
All right,
you know,
very good.
I thought you were smarter than that.
Because now I'm in Grosse Pointe Farms.
Exactly.
Don't start a war between the Grosse Pointes.
Oh, no.
Growing
I'm
up
all
in,
about war. That's how you get stuff done, right?
Growing up in Monroe, I only thought there was a Grosse Pointe. I didn't realize there were so many Grosse Pointes. But be that as it may, funny you should say this. I just looked at a record yesterday, in fact, and it had my old Bishop Road address in Grosse Pointe Park. And I said, that address is wrong now. But anyway.
It calls your name when I go by there.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Where did he go? I miss him.
Yeah, I wish I had that house payment, because the house would have been paid off by now. Anyway, you've done so much. You have served as a gubernatorial and mayoral appointee to the Belle Isle Park Advisory Committee. You've earned recognition not just from us, from our good friends at Cranes Detroit Business, the 40 Under 40, and most notable women in nonprofits. When you earned a Bachelor of Science in Urban Planning from Michigan State University, did you know you'd be on this path?
I don't think you can ever know. You know, folks try to get focused on their goals and that. I've never been one of those people. I think it's a lot about instinct and knowing what direction you should head and being able to pivot when necessary. And it's all about people who help propel you forward, and you work with them to propel them forward at the same time. So, no, I did not know where I would end up, but it's certainly an honor and a privilege to be serving my community in such a meaningful way and to be doing it in tandem with other fantastic leaders who really care and are committed to our Detroit.
You and Matt have been married since 1990, and it seems impossible to believe with your two daughters. One of them is a Grosse Pointe South class of 2019, and the other 2022, Sylvia and Josephine.
Yes, and Josephine's here today.
You're not old enough to have high school graduates.
Yes, I am. Trust
All right,
me.
Well, and what are they? What plans do they have now that they've seen their mother open so many doorways?
Well, my one daughter's here today, and I was talking to a chemist, and she's a STEM girl, and I went and tapped her on the shoulder. I said, honey, do you want to meet a chemist? And her whole face lit up, and she said, yes, Mom, please introduce me to Mr. Greenberg. You're going to meet his very successful wife next. And the other one is an English major at Michigan State University. So they're my treasures, and they're part of who we lead for, right, as our
Absolutely.
Young people, and making a community for them where they can thrive and serve as well. It's all about service.
And because of that difference that you've made and that service, Mayor Michelle Hodges, President and CEO of the Belle Isle Conservancy and Mayor of Grosse Pointe Park, we are pleased to present to you your entry ticket into WJR's 2021 Class of Women Who Lead. And I know I hear applause in the background. Maybe the microphone isn't on. There it is. Hello. Good morning. And congratulations to you, Michelle.
Well, thank you so much, and thank you for the empowerment. And know that my gratitude will come in the form of over-delivering in every way I can to our community.
And you always have.
Thank you.
As we continue, Michelle kind of let you know our next recipient, because Suzanne Greenberg is sitting here, the Children's Trust Fund Executive Director. Suzanne was nominated by our friend Amy Lepp, who is here with us today. She's chairman of the board for the Children's Trust Fund and a founder with Amy Lepp of Impact 100. And we're very, is that wrong? No, they mean because Amy is founder of Impact 100, right. So the happy news is Kim and I participate in the Impact 100 that Amy Lepp founded. And you participate in all kinds of good things as the Children's Trust Fund Executive Director. Tell us about that.
Yes, I am honored to serve in that role, and thank you so much for this honor. What a tremendous opportunity to meet some great people. And our organization, the Children's Trust Fund, actually has been around since 1982, but it's a great kept secret. I've been in the field for almost 30 years working in child abuse prevention, but to be serving at the state level and connecting with all 83 counties, we have programs that we fund and support in every county across the state. So in order to help to strengthen our families and to build safe communities and safe homes where children can be free from abuse and neglect, it is an honor to sit where I do and make those connections and key connections like yourself. And it's wonderful to have such amazing leadership like Amy. She's tremendous.
Well, I'll tell you what. What's tremendous is your experience as president and CEO of the Great Lakes Bay Region Child Abuse and Neglect Council in Saginaw for nearly, I hate to say it this way, but a quarter of a century. I don't know what sounds
so much,
longer, 25 years or a quarter of a century.
They're both long.
but you bring that wealth of experience and expertise to the Children's Trust Fund. It was created by the Michigan Legislature in 1982, the Children's Trust Fund, within the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. Children's Services Agency is Michigan's only statewide nonprofit organization solely dedicated to the prevention of child abuse and neglect. And you've helped raise more than $60 million to support programs that have affected more than 6 million children and their families, paying for services such as respite care, home visitations, child development support, other targeted services, allowing local partners around the state to continue to provide education and other prevention programs. I can't think of anything more rewarding than this kind of work with children.
Absolutely. I'm very honored to serve in this role and to work with great people. We have a board that's completely appointed by the governor, and there are 14 amazingly committed folks, and we serve those programs and those professionals that are working boots on the ground every day, 83 counties, improving the lives of children and families. So
well,
it's a tremendous honor.
You've attracted a great deal of positive attention, including that of our friend Amy Lepp, who's chairman of the board of the Children's Trust Fund and founder of Impact 100 Oakland County. Because of that hard work and your many years of service, I am proud to welcome Suzanne Greenberg, Children's Trust Fund Executive Director, into WJR's 2021 class of Women Who Lead. And the crowd goes wild.
Thank you, Paul. I appreciate that very much.
Congratulations to you, Suzanne.
It's an honor to join this very prestigious group of people.
It's a nice group of people, isn't it?
It is. Thank you so much.
We continue on the Paul W. Smith Show at WJR at 7:44.